Texas.
Sir, good afternoon. Yeah, it's morning yet, 11:35. Let me turn my radio down. And how's your day going, sir? This is N0TR.
Oh, good, Tom. The wife says hello. I got the wife in the car this time. We're heading to get our new car, and then lunch, and then I got a couple of customers to go see this afternoon.
W2T? Acknowledging Rusty. Well, what did you get, Dave? Congratulations, and hello to the wife.
Dave, good to hear both of you in there this morning. Out here cleaning up my Radio Shack a little bit. I got a guy coming to work on the computer out here, so he'll be here this after lunch. So. Anyway, trying to straighten things up where we can get it up where he can work on it, so make things a little easier for him and for me both. And also, you're off to get that new to you car, huh, Tom? Dave, good thing going. Go ahead, Tom.
Tell us what you got, Dave.
We're getting a 2024 Subaru Outback with the touring package. It's got the 2.5 naturally aspirated motor, no turbo, and it's only got 8,000 miles on.
Excellent choice, especially for safety and for no turbo. Go ahead, Rusty.
You got him a good one there, and awesome. Anyway, Dave, were you planning to come this way today or not?
No, probably not. I've got two customers that are down right now. I got to get over there this afternoon and try and get them up and running.
Okay, just wondered. I'll let you guys talk. Let me get back to what I'm trying to do over here. I've got my elbows up, a lot of things up here, so I'm trying to get things put together. Talk to both of you later. I'll be listening. W2T.
Okay, Rusty, have a good day. Say hello to the wife. Yeah, Dave, that's an excellent choice. My neighbor just bought one here a while back. Now, I don't know if his is turbo or not, but those really have a great safety record on them.
Oh, yes. The biggest thing that I found online with watching a lot of YouTube info and whatnot is to keep up on the oil changes, not to mention the fact I will be changing the oil from 020 to 530. That's a lot of recommendations from a lot of mechanics out there, because the 020 is just too thin of a viscosity, and the 530 will help the engine to last a lot longer.
That's an excellent idea. I think mine's 020, and I think I just followed the guidelines. I don't know. I think on the car here I use 530, but I think the truck was 0W20 was recommended, but it's a 2011, so I think I will follow your guideline. That sounds much more reasonable, especially in this climate.
Well, the reason why it is 020 is for improved economy on the miles per gallon, and when you go from there to a 530, you're only losing like 1 to 1.5 miles per gallon, which you probably never see, but it increases the life of the engine.
For sense, I've bought Mobil 1 for many years, and I get it at Sam's or Costco's, whenever it's on sale. I think Costco's in it, Bruce. Yeah, but either one, but Costco's. But they have nice sales on the Mobil 1. I had a really fine, my boss back in Kansas, he was a gearhead, and he highly recommended Mobil 1 because it was a pure synthetic. Now, I don't know anymore, but I've run it for years and years and years and never had a bit of trouble with it. The funny thing was, you said don't use Penn's oil, but I think that might be old school information.
Possibly, yeah. I don't really know the different oils. All I know is the viscosity. I will be upgrading to a 530. Anyway, Tom, let me get out of here. We're pretty close to where we got to be here in town. I will catch up with you a little later.
Congratulations on the new wheels, and may it carry you safely for many years. Talk to you later, Dave. This is NZ0GR, clear.
All right, Tom, catch you later, 73K. You two-way check that.